Calling themselves the Group of Seven, top finance officials from Europe, America, and Japan are meeting late Friday and again on Saturday. Their primary business is a sharing of views on economic performance, currently robust in North America and China, but weak in Europe and Japan. The heads of the World Bank and IMF are also taking part. As usual, the fund's global economic forecast forms the basis of discussions. IMF economists expect world growth to remain strong this year and next, but they worry about the yet-to-be-determined impact of rising interest rates and oil prices. The meetings are paying particular attention to Africa, as proposals for more assistance and debt relief are at the core of an economic summit Britain will host in July. Africa is currently experiencing a strong recovery, with growth reaching an 8-year high of 5% last year. Abdoulaye Bio Tchani heads the IMF's Africa Department.
Growth picked up to 3.7% in South Africa last year, and to 3.5% in Nigeria after the record high of that witnessed in Nigeria in 2003.
Nigeria, an oil producer, and South Africa account for the biggest share of African economic output. Other topics include China's fixed currency exchange rate with the U.S. dollar. The Group of Seven has been urging China to permit its currency's value to be set by market forces, a move thus far resisted by the Chinese. It's thought that if the Chinese yuan floats against the dollar, it would gain value, contributing to an eventual decline in China's huge trade surplus, particularly with the United States. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.